Good morning, 8:06 in Hastings. I'm Dylan Hunter in the KHAS News Center. And welcome, Mayor Vern Powers. Welcome to the program. How's everything going, Mayor?
Good. All right. Ready to get a good start this morning.
Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to thank Brad, our executive producer. First, Brad Beam, IT tech par excellence. We want to do a little forum. I'm going to set the stage for how this started. You're welcome to call in 462-5101, 462-2511. Last week, I received correspondence concerning the fact that Courtyard Restaurant would not be opening because they were denied a permit by the state health inspectors. And the reason for denying this permit was a leakage problem on the roof. So I investigated this matter and I learned a lot. I learned that the permit was in fact denied because of this. I talked to the person that denied the permit. Evidently water was pouring in at an extremely high rate. Upon further investigation, I also found out that during the February 13th snowstorm, Sears was so flooded with water that actually eyewitnesses have told me that you could have stood there and took a shower in the middle of Sears. So we decided to have this forum to decide what we as a community need to do with the mall, what should be done with the mall. I did invite Rubloff Corporation, the owners of the mall, onto the program, as I stated earlier this morning on the news. I had a conversation with Bev Isaacson last night, and she wanted to come on the program. Her scheduling would not allow it. However, I will address at this time what she told me. She is the vice president of mall management for Rubloff Corporation, and she said that they are committed to revisiting the issue of filling this mall up once again with business. They do not want it to become defunct. They do not want it to sit idle, and they want businesses in the mall. A couple of concerns that I addressed with her that I'll tell you about right now, Mayor, and then I'll let you address these issues. I told her that people had contacted me throughout the week, and I have some emails. And basically what people are saying is, one, the roof leaks terribly, and it needs to be fixed. Number two, the parking lot's in a state of disrepair. And number three, there's some security issues with some of the doors and stuff in the mall. So I told her this, and she said that, you know, they have to charge rent that's appropriate, for one. I don't know what the rent is there. If somebody does know, we welcome a phone call about that. Number two, they did agree. I talked last Friday afternoon to Mark Robinson, the president of Rubloff, and he said that he had at that time signed a work order for $250,000 to fix those portions of the roof that directly affect the Courtyard and Sears. After he told me that, I called a couple local roofing companies, and I got quoted figures to fix the entire roof of $700,000 plus. It's quite an extensive job. So I wanted you to come on. You're a successful businessman. You're the mayor of Hastings. What are your thoughts about this whole situation?
Well, I've said for a long time that probably in the end we will have to get possession of it back in our own hands. It's just too far away. I don't understand why an asset like this would have been neglected as it has been by this company, and it doesn't make any sense. The only way to get it, first of all, to get people interested in filling it back up is having a nice, clean, well put together facility. Now the maintenance people out there take great care of it, but the hard part of it is keeping the roof as it's supposed to be, keeping the parking lot as it's supposed to be, keeping the doors as it's supposed to be. That's the responsibility of the owners of the building, and that's what they need to address. They need to get on it. If a company's looking at the place and they see or hear things about water pouring in at a establishment or water leaking on a potentially new restaurant out there, they're thinking, it's going to leak on my store too. Why would I even do it? So we've got a lot of problems to address on it, and I hope they truly do get going on the roof and get it fixed.
Okay. Not only the roof, but I have been told by David and Dana Reichs, they're the people that were going to open the Courtyard Restaurant, that prior to Mark Robinson agreeing to fix the roof, they had already, in fact, moved all their stuff out of the restaurant because they couldn't open because of the roof problem. Now, subsequently to that, and during our investigation, Rubloff has graciously agreed to fix those portions of the roof. However, I think this goes beyond that. I got a call yesterday from a gentleman who addressed the issue of, why are we even talking about this? They're a private corporation. This has great economic impact on the Hastings community, in so much that we all know Armour's closing, That's 400 jobs. A lot of people have laid off. Thermo King has laid off. If that mall was full, this would create a lot of jobs for those people who are fixing to lose their jobs. This gentleman that called me yesterday addressed the fact of, well, you know what? Leave them alone. They pay taxes. So I called the Adams County Treasurer, and this is what I found out. Based on assessed value times levy rates, in 2000, when this mall was prospering, Rubloff paid $224,808.41 in taxes. In 2007, that figure had gone down to $120,034.72. Okay, Mayor, we're looking at, let's round it off, $18,000 a year in depreciation. I mean, how does that equate? I don't understand. I mean,
well, it goes farther than that. You know, by the place being empty, there's a lot less sales tax revenue, which also goes to fund to fund things in the city. So that puts pressure on our property taxes. So, you know, I guess you can say neglect has eroded our tax base in this respect. And again, we need to either get them to get going, get this thing fixed, get it cleaned up, get it filled up, or sell the thing, or sell it back to someone here in the city. You know, I think there's a group that would get together and buy the thing. You know, make a decision one way or another, either fill it or sell it. You know, I think that's the way we should look at it.
Very good. I'd just like to take this moment to read an email I received from a woman this morning when I got in. And we want to know what you think. We really want your opinions. Please call us 462-5101, 462-2511. You can email us news@khasradio.com. And if we don't get a lot of calls on this, if you want to speak to the mayor about something else, we are going to start some mayoral forums. This can be the pilot for that. Please feel free to call. He's here. He's going to be here, and he's certainly open to taking your calls. This email says, I've decided to email, as I'm sure you'll have lots of calls and opinions. We have lived in the area for over 30 years, and it has been sad to see the mall stores slowly close. I've tried to think how and why it started. I'm sure there are reasons that we, the public, don't know. It seems like when Walgreens moved out and built on Burlington, the decline started. I loved Christmas shop at the mall and all the enclosed stores. No matter what the weather was like, you could shop in comfort. And this goes on to say, it's sad that this isn't full of stores and shoppers. The lady in the mall office is most helpful. Concerning the maintenance people there, it says the janitorial staff keeps it so clean. They're always sweeping, cleaning, shining windows, handrails. And this person wants those people to know that they do an excellent job and it's appreciated. A couple of things that she did say that are interesting. I watched and visited with folks getting ready to open the courtyard. How disappointing to know that may not happen. They have put in countless hours painting, cleaning, and getting the place shining clean. We need a nice family restaurant in Hastings, and it's extremely disappointed it may not happen. I hope the mall can be brought back to life. We need it in this community and area. I remember when people came from all over to shop. A couple other emails that I've gotten, Mayor, and I'll address those with you right now. And if anybody from the school board is listening, I'd appreciate a call, because a lot of people are saying, why can't we use part of this mall for classrooms, for another gym, for stuff like this? What would you say to that option?
Well, I'd say right now they have their hands full with the facilities they have. I think they've done a very good job of making the most efficient use of the room they have. We were hoping, and at some point it will work, that the middle school will draw some more business out there, and maybe that will get pressure in the morning to go to the stores early. I think the school right now is in the process with the new school board of reassessing all their facilities and what they want to do, and maybe this is something they will address. I've not talked to them about it recently, but it's a little preliminary to speak for them, I guess.
Okay. I've got a study here conducted by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce. Other cities shopped. 87% of Adams County residents said Grand Island was the primary city they shopped other than Hastings. In the surrounding counties, Grand Island was identified by 58% of respondents. Now, of course, we know that a Conestoga Mall and all kinds of shopping in Grand Island, but, you know, we're a community of 28,000 plus people. I mean, we're plenty big enough to have a mall that's full of businesses. Don't you agree?
I do agree that, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we got to look at is one thing that's very good statistic for Hastings is we moved up to seventh place in the state sales tax revenue. Last year was probably one of the better years that we've had. We were one of the very few cities in the state that showed sales tax growth. I think, you know, we started this Grow Hastings Committee in 2000, 2001, and slowly but surely we're moving up the sales tax rung on people shopping in town. Now, if we had the mall full, we could probably move up probably to third or fourth place in this. When I first started looking at this, when I came to the council in year 2000, we were at 11th or 12th or 13th place in state sales tax revenue. Now we're at number 7, and we're still moving up. You know, the last council, last mayor did a very good job on doing retail, and we just got to keep going on it. And this is one thing that we can fill up and capture this momentum we have right now. We all have driven over to Grand Island to eat at the restaurant. Unfortunately, then we also go shop at a store that has the same thing that we have in Hastings. So, you know, maybe part of the reason is the restaurant leakage we have, which then you know, it decays over and us going into another store over there and buying something that it takes sales tax dollars out of our town.
Very good. Another statistic in this study that I have from the chamber, the city's four major shopping districts were rated in terms of customer satisfaction. Imperial Mall was rated lowest, while North 281 earned the highest mark, still with only an average rating of 66 out of 100. 66 out of 100, that's not even a three-quarters rating. So, I mean, something needs to be done with this. If you'd like to address the situation, we please welcome your phone calls, 462-5101, 462-2511. I'm going to throw this back to Brad. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Vern Powers. I'm Dylan Hunter from KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. One of the great buys this week is a 2008 Uplander LT 3.9 V6 charcoal and color DVD loaded. 56,000 plus miles was $19,975. Cash, $15,975. Save $4,000. Test drive it at Kirsten's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirstensautocorner.com.
It's St. Patrick's Day, the OK Cafe Way, this Tuesday. Every breakfast comes with O'Patrick potatoes, specially seasoned and grilled potatoes with sauteed green peppers and onions. For lunch or for dinner, have one of Patrick's specialties. Corned beef and cabbage served with Irish potatoes and Watergate salad. Or try the homemade beef stew with seasoned beef tips and lots of fresh-cut vegetables. Simmer together in Pat's homemade gravy. Celebrate the luck of the Irish this Tuesday at the OK Cafe.
This Sunday night, the sleeves come off.
Get her roasted!
The Comedy Central roast of Larry the Cable Guy.
Success did not go to your head. To your stomach and thighs, yeah, but never to your head.
With Jeff Foxworthy, Toby Keith, Jeffrey Ross, Gary Busey, and more. Plus, Roastmaster Lisa Lampanelli.
What happened to you, you fat
It'll be one unforgettable night. The Comedy Central roast of Larry the Cable Guy. This Sunday night at 10, 9 Central.
Get her down!
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
Turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch!
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver multivitamins are age-adjusted. They help protect your health as you age with key antioxidants and other nutrients that help protect the health of your heart, eyes, and bones.
Things have sure changed around here.
Age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area today with high temperatures up around the mid-40s. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies are anticipated for tonight as winds will stay light and variable. We'll fall back to about 23. Then as we push on into your weekend, we'll see the return of some more seasonal temperature readings. Saturday with a mix of clouds and sun, temperatures rebound about 56 with southwest winds turning a bit gusty at times throughout the day. 31 with partly cloudy skies on Saturday night, and more comfortable temperatures continue Sunday and early next week. More mid-50s Sunday with some sunshine, and our dry pattern continues into the first part of next week with highs around 60 Monday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This morning we're seeing mostly clear skies with a light wind out of the north just a couple miles an hour. Outside it is 25 degrees. On Hastings Link for accurate and dependable weather information, 1230 KHAS. News time is 8:20. We are in the middle of a discussion, a forum with Hastings Mayor Vern Powers about the Imperial Mall. Dylan Hunter is with the mayor and has more.
Okay, thank you very much, Brad. And we are with the mayor. We do have some phone calls on the line. Excuse me. I would like to just say before we take the calls, we have three of them waiting. Please wait. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. And please play nice, everybody. No bashing, nothing like that. And we're going to go right to the phone lines for this forum. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to make an announcement that if they would take and lower the rent out there at the mall, it used to be $99 a square foot.
Okay, what is it now? Do you know?
I don't know for sure what it is now.
I know it's quite a bit more than that. Have you ever, did you used to shop at the mall? Let me ask you that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how was it when it was going? Because I wasn't in town then, so tell me, it was good, yes or no?
Well, it was busy, but this way, the place was full.
And now it's almost empty. I mean, you got Sears out there, Herberger's, a few other places, of course, yep. Kmart, the theater. But do you think the rent is a major issue why people aren't coming to the mall?
That's a lot of it.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
Mayor, you want to address the rent issue?
Well, I've heard that also. I don't know for sure. But I would think if you've got something empty that you might want to lower the price and fill it up. You know, if you got the place full, you can, I guess if you're looking from a business standpoint, you can creep the rents back up at some point. But gosh, get the place full. Get some traffic out there. Get it as a destination stop, and you're always going to have then people, when a spot does come open, you're going to have a lot more interest in filling that spot, and you can address the rent raising at that time.
Very good. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Well, good. I didn't know I was the one that was next.
You are next, and welcome to the program. Thanks
well,
for coming on.
I just thought I'd just mention a lot of that roof over Herberger's and the west end is already new. It's a newer roof, so there's not a concern on that side, just in case people would want to know. And, you know, my comments are, you know, we just have an opportunity to take a building that has been neglected and start encouraging people. I'd like to see a lot of people call the folks that want to start this restaurant and encourage them to come to Hastings. I just went over and looked at that the other day, and it's really neat what they've done, and we need it badly. We already have a really good Herberger store. We've got a good Kmart. We've got a Sears store, the Bath and Beauty and the Foxy Nails and the Children's Museum, and there's a new church out there, and a lot of people in the radio probably don't realize there's a church of about 200 members that are in the space that was occupied by the old Video Kingdom store. This is a really cool place. There'll be a coffee shop that'll be right in the mall area that will open in about a week that will have hookups for internet. A guy just needs to take a tour to see what's happening out there. The other comments I have, and about the church, I'll just say one more thing. They've had Christian rock groups for the youth. They've had movie nights. They've already had a wedding out there. And with our new middle school so close, I think that we need to take advantage of this traffic that will be in that area. I also want to encourage growth for our whole downtown and the mall, because we need to support Hastings. We have a lot of leakage going to Grand Island. I'm guilty of the same thing. So I just hope there's lots of encouraging calls and that we'll start encouraging people to come back to the mall area, because we definitely need it.
We definitely need it, and I really want to say thank you for the call. You've addressed a lot of really good issues here. Of course, the mayor's listening, and I would encourage Dave and Dana Reichs, if you're listening, give us a call, because people want you to open. Now, these people, I'm going to tell you, I talked to Dana Reichs. They have spent an incredible amount of money. I haven't personally seen the courtyard, but like you said, you saw it. They have fixed this place up really nice, and Dana informed me that they could hire up to 40 people. They're ready to put all these people to work, and I think it's a shame now that they can't open because of this.
Well, I sure want to encourage the calls to those folks, and I want to give them an attaboy, because they did a really good job, and we need that restaurant here.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to go right back to the phone lines here. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, Brad, I think we lost them, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with some more callers. I'm Dylan Hunter in KHAS. Time now for the Medical Minute, brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, always advancing, and 1230 KHAS, The Source. We'll be back with today's show right after these words from your friends at Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital.
Respect and compassion. These are the values shared by the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Nationally recognized caregivers help families welcome new life in our family care center. Birthing options and the latest technologies are combined with attention to your needs and wishes before birth and beyond. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Advanced care in the heart of your community.
This is Pat Leipzak, a certified athletic trainer with Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. March is National Athletic Training Month, and during this month, athletic trainers across America are being recognized for their commitment to helping people prevent injuries and stay healthy and active. You've probably seen athletic trainers rush to help injured athletes during sporting events, but that's not all that athletic trainers do. Athletic trainers help prevent and treat injuries for people who are physically active. Athletic trainers specialize in the prevention, assessment, immediate care, and rehabilitation of injuries that result from physical activity. An athletic trainer's job begins with injury prevention. This includes educating athletes and patients about what they can do to lower the risk of injuries. When someone is injured during a sporting event, athletic trainers are often among the first health care providers to arrive. Therefore, they must be able to recognize, evaluate, and assess injuries and provide immediate care when needed. Athletic trainers are also involved in treating and rehabilitating injuries. Each Saturday during the school year, Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital offers a sports injury clinic designed specifically for student athletes to assess athletic injuries. This free clinic runs from 9 to 11 each Saturday morning. Additionally, Mary Lanning's Rehabilitation Department reaches out to surrounding communities in providing athletic training services to their schools. We work closely with coaches, players, and parents to ensure that athletics remain safe and fun. Please join Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital in celebrating National Athletic Training Month in March. If you have a certified athletic trainer working with your school, take the opportunity in March to tell them thank you for the commitment they show in taking care of your student athletes throughout the year.
Friendliness and professionalism. These are the values shared by the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Sophisticated equipment like a 64-slice CT scanner, computer-assisted mammography, and breast MRI, along with kind faces and advanced training, will help you feel at ease in your quest for answers. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital. Advanced care in the heart of your community.
Please join us each Monday and Friday at this time for Medical Minute, where you'll receive the most comprehensive and up-to-date medical information available from local health professionals in your area. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and 1230 KHAS, The Source.
KHAS News Time is 8:29 in the middle of a forum about the Imperial Mall. Hastings Mayor Vern Powers joins News Director Dylan Hunter. We invite your calls at 462-2511. That is our phone number, 462-2511. And now, back to Dylan.
Thank you very much, Brad. We do have a call. We're going to go right back to the phone lines, line 5. Line 1, you're next, so please hold.
Sorry,
good morning.
Your call did not go through.
Okay, well, that one didn't go through, so we're just going to go ahead and go to line 1 then. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just concerned, are we suggesting that the city pays for this new roof, or... Now, if it's a private owned building, why should the public have to worry about paying for it? Or is that the road we're going down? Or, you know, I do encourage businesses to go there, but by the same token, if they can't make their own, you know, the corporation that owns it, if they can't make it fly, isn't that more their problem?
Yes, I agree, and the mayor is certainly shaking his head that he agrees with that as well. Now, when I talked to Bev Isaacson last night, she did say what the previous caller said, that they had fixed a lot of that roof already. They are not asking the city of Hastings to pay for this. Mark Robinson is the president of Rubloff Corporation, the owners of the mall. And when I spoke with him last Friday, he is in Cabo San Lucas right now. But when I spoke to him last Friday, he said that as we spoke, he was signing a $250,000 work order authorizing that much money that Rubloff was going to spend to pay for the roof. So I don't think, Mayor, that this is an issue where Rubloff wants the city to pay for it. I think they're willing to pay for it. We're just really concerned with what people think as to what should be done with the mall, and that's what we want to know. And you're stating support that you think the mall should be up and running, correct?
Oh, yes, of course. But I would just, my concern is at whose expense?
It's going to be at Rubloff's expense. I mean, Mayor, surely they cannot ask the city to pay for this.
No, and the city wouldn't pay for it. This is a private business. It's their obligation to take care of their own problems, and we encourage them to do it and do it pretty quick.
Okay, caller, does that answer your question pretty completely?
You bet. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Mayor, so that's been settled that and Rubloff has agreed to do that, to pay for the new roof. The thing is now is the rent issue keeps coming up. Like you said, maybe they should get people in there, drop the rent back down in order to market those spaces at the mall, and we could possibly have, you know, more people in there. And then if they feel the need to raise the rent, as the economy, of course, is going to dictate that. We have another call. We're going to go right back to the phone lines here. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. I was just wondering, they could put a kind of a retirement center in there, because there's always people looking for a place to live, and they've already got an eating place on the end, and also there is they could make that as a exercise room there on the very other end where the furniture store was. And so they could make little rooms out of that, and people could move in there, and they could walk in there. And I think it'd be almost a perfect place if they couldn't do nothing else with it.
That's a pretty good idea. I'll tell you what, thank you for the call, and I'm going to go ahead and let the mayor address that situation right now, okay?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Uh-huh, you're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, so Mayor, a suggestion to possibly put studio apartments or something like that in the mall. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Rubloff still owns the place, and I guess they have to look at it as a retail establishment. I think it's zoned more retail. It probably should stay retail. I'm not discounting that might be a good idea, but I think the best, highest and best use of that would be different retail stores with in and out traffic. So I guess Rubloff would have to make the ultimate decision on what they wanted to do with it.
Okay, good deal. We're going to go back to the phone lines here. Good morning. You're on the air. How are you?
Morning, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I say we do need the restaurant out to the mall. Give you an example. A year or two ago, we had 9 airplanes come into the airport, and they was complaining that there was no place to go to eat, and they had to send other people to go buy the food for them because they could not read their airplanes. So we do need the restaurant out to the mall.
Okay, very good. And, you know, that's a good point that I had never even thought of. The people that come into the airport, they can almost just, like, walk across the street if that restaurant was in place and go ahead and eat there. So, listen, were you an active participant and shopper at the mall, caller, when the mall was full and flourishing?
Yes, I was.
And how did you like it? Tell everybody your experiences.
I liked it, and I enjoyed it very much. And also, I might say this, during the wintertime, you can walk up and down the alleys out there to stay out of the warm and get your exercise. And I still go out to the mall. I go out there once a week, and I go to Kmart, and I go up and down the alleys. I remember I used to have a shoe store out there, too, and I liked the shoe store, but they wasn't getting the business and et cetera, and so they closed it up. But I can go back to about 1949, 1950, and I tell you, friend, that was a busy, busy, busy place. And I do hope some other people move into there. I do agree to one other thing. Maybe the rent was a little bit high, but if all the people coming in there, they should have enough to pay for that. I do not know what they pay now, but I know, I agree. This one guy, he said that he's paying $99 a square foot. Well, I think it's up to about $1.40 a square foot now, but they provide all the electricity, the air conditioning, and the heating and everything else. And I hope it does get filled up again.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you coming on.
Goodbye.
Okay, Mayor. Somebody says that the restaurant needs to stay out there because people at the airport come into town and they need a good local place to eat. I mean, that's a pretty good suggestion.
And that is so true. You know, you look at it before, you had Village Inn in the building by the theaters. You had the food court full. You had the Courtyard Restaurant. And at one time, there were two restaurants side by side. I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was the early 80s. We do need a restaurant out there. We need one very bad. I hope the Reichs, reconsider and know that most of the people in the town have been talking about this, and it's unfortunate that the roof leaked and disturbed their plans. But, give it a second look and reconsider. If you're thinking about going somewhere else, really reconsider. You know, we're going to get this thing straightened out somehow. And maybe the forum like this morning is a kickoff, and Dylan's work last week is a kickoff, and getting some impetus done to move this thing along.
Okay, we're going to take another call, and then I have a specific question that I would like to ask you, Mayor. Hang on just a minute here. Good morning. You're on the air. How's everything?
Good. I just wanted to say that I think that part of our problem here in Hastings, even with the development that's gone to the north, is that it's the same old stuff. It's the same stores that were out at Imperial Mall. I would like to see some stores come in that would support the young people that are the things that they would like to shop at. I have a teenage daughter. She loves to go to Grand Island simply because the stores that are there are young, they're new, they're different, they're fun. American Eagle, those kind of places. We need some things like that are new and different.
Very good. So what other types of stores do you feel, besides the ones that you mentioned, would be effective at the mall?
Well, I just think anything that would attract teens, that would attract the young people who have the dollars to shop, the young married couples, and places, even for children. There's very few places here in town that sell children's apparel anymore. There's a few, but not a lot. And there's a lot of times when you you're looking for a specific item, you can't find it in Hastings, even though I've tried.
And so subsequently, like the mayor and everybody has said, people go to Grand Island to find that stuff. Now, if we had a full mall, we wouldn't have to do that. Are we in agreement on that?
Right. We'd have more choices, and there'd just be a variety. We need a variety. We don't need the same stores that we've had. I love Herberger's. I love those stores, but we need some variety, too.
Very good. Thanks for the call, and I'm going to let the mayor address that really quick. Line 6, you're up next. Please hold. Thank you very much, caller. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, Mayor, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with her. You know, I was the most comments I heard was when the Buckle closed up. I heard so many comments about that. You know, that was kind of a young hip, or it is a young hip organization. It's very successful, Kearney-based. You know, they're local national corporations, locally owned, and they had a lot of stuff that younger people, our college kids out here, that's a great feeder for the mall. And if they've got to go somewhere else, that concerns me about, when we're trying to attract kids to college here, for example. They come here and what do they have if we can't provide some stores that are young and fresh? And I agree totally. Let's some vibrancy out there would be great. We need some help looking for those stores. I'm in my 50s now. I'm not exactly shopping for that kind of age of clothes. My kids are in their teens. They're looking for them. So any suggestions you can give, try and narrow them down. It's easy to be broad and say we need some hip young stores, but help us narrow it down so we can go actually pursue some of these deals. But first of all, we got to get the place cleaned up and fixed up and available and attractive. Like I said, the maintenance people out there are doing the best job they can, but Rubloff has put some money into this thing.
Very good. I want to go back to the phone lines. I've got a caller on line 6, and then I've got a whole bunch of emails here to read. So let's get back to the phone lines right now, and we're just going to keep this going as long as we can here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I would like to just echo the sentiments of the previous caller, and I have even addressed this to the chamber. When the mall was an active producing retail space, we had a very nice Penney's store out there, JCPenney's. This town does not even have a JCPenney's catalog store. Holdridge and Phillipsburg, Kansas have catalog stores even, and we don't even have one here in this community. I don't know if that's something that could go into space out there at the mall, but I think it's needed. If you order something from Penny's and you want to return it, if you don't want to pay postage, you have to drive all the way to Grand Island to return it. sometimes I don't know if the gas is cheaper or the postage is cheaper.
Wow, that's a very interesting observation. Yep. So
we've dealt with that in our family, too. That's a question we've talked about many times. We like pennies, too. We bought a lot of stuff there, and, yeah, that is a problem.
And then one other thing I would just like to mention, I know it appears it's the east side of the mall that seems to have the roof damages. Is there a hazard to people being in there with these type of roof damages? Is there the possibility that this building can be condemned and then purchased by someone else under condemnation to repair it?
I mean, I've been in discussions about the fact that whether or not it could become a blighted property. I don't think there's a safety risk. I think that the issue is more just leakage through the top of the mall than it is a fact of possibly like the roof collapsing or something like that. But I mean, there's all kinds of options available as far as purchasing this mall. Rubloff has indicated a willingness to do whatever they need to do to profit from this, but also to help the Hastings community. So that's about the best I can answer that question for you.
Well, condemnation is or eminent domain is going to be a very ugly process and very expensive. And you know, I'm hoping that with the work that's been done here in the last few weeks by the Chamber of Commerce and some of Dylan's phone calls, and maybe Rubloff will get on the internet and read and listen to this webcast. Maybe they'll get the idea that, you know, if you've got an asset of this quality, why ignore it? You know, pour the coals to it if you can, and try and do something with it. And as far as it being a hazard or danger right now, no, it's not. It just has some roof leaks. If they get these cleaned up, the place is dry again. It's not a hazard. It's fallen in.
Very good. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the call. Okay, we are going to go right back to line 5 right now, and we're going to take that call, and then we're going to address some of the emails. So, good morning, caller. You're on the air. How's everything?
Hey, Dylan. It's Melody.
Melody, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I just wanted to add, I haven't been able to listen to the whole program, so I don't know if it's been suggested yet, but I really feel like the mall needs something different than what the last caller said about things that are already out by Cimarron Plaza and Walmart. But Hastings really, really needs a fabrics and crafts store.
What a great idea.
We do have the Hometown Variety Craft, but they don't have a real big selection, and what they do have is high. Walmart doesn't carry the fabrics anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I think they had that big thing in the center of Walmart, and all of a sudden it's gone now. All that material and everything has disappeared. They just close it down, huh?
It's gone. And, you know, they say that Walmart is a one-stop shopping center. Well, it's not. There's a lot of things that they don't carry. And I also think that a specialty child store would be great. Those are just a couple of suggestions.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Melody, thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, Dylan. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay. Variety, a craft store. That's a great idea.
Well, Hometown Variety is an excellent. Jason is a very excellent operator downtown, and he's getting things off the ground. You know, he's trying to grow his business slowly. There's a real good operator downtown, and over the course of time, as Jason builds his business downtown, he'll be adding those kind of things and increasing the size of it. So we've got the nucleus of a good start downtown. Now we need to work on some things at the mall. Maybe a different kind of craft area than maybe that Hometown Variety is offering. Yeah, I agree. Any kind of specialty store we can get that would be interested in coming here. But again, we have to, as residents, we have to show an interest in these things. And when they come here, we have to shop. And that doesn't mean going in there once or twice a year. That means, you know, going in there once, twice, two, three times, four times a month even. You know, it's the same thing with our restaurants we deal with. People want restaurants, but going to the restaurant on your birthday and anniversary is not enough. These restaurants need you to be in there, you know, four, five, six times a month, not necessarily the same restaurant. But if you put a restaurant out north of town or at the mall, they want you in there enough to make it worth their while also. So yeah, and any suggestions we can get, you know, Fordham, the Chamber of Commerce, Tom Hastings would be glad to hear what you have in mind, and if there's stores we haven't thought of or need to think of, if we get enough interest in them, then we can go target a store and one by one work on getting some of these in here.
Very good. Line six, you are next. If you just be patient with me for a minute, please. I'm going to read a couple of these emails really quick. I want to make sure that they get on the air. Two people have taken the time, and we thank you for taking the time to type this and send them. Megan received an email, and Mayor, I'll give you this question, and you can think that over while I'm reading this other email. The question is, do you think the developments north of town has played a factor in the deterioration of the mall? So that's something to think over. Another email says, this place should have been bought by Hastings Public Schools instead of Taj Mahal they built. Just look what the taxpayers could have saved. Classrooms already made, just move in. Parking lot for all kids and parents to stay off Marion Road. What a plus that would be. Wow, it would be put to good use. Looks like Sears and Courtyard might drown if it rains, though. Just flatten that part. This even has a food place for kids to lunch. And it goes on, talking about the church and some other things. So that is one good email. Another email from Jennifer. Jennifer, thanks for the email, by the way. It says, if you want them all to be successful, echoing the sentiment of some of our callers, Mayor, put something in there for young people. Make it a fun place with stores that we don't already have. Part of the problem with North Hastings is that they are the same old stores that were in the mall where no one shopped even when the stores were there. As the mayor is saying, new and different retail stores, American Eagle, Air Apostle, fun restaurants like Applebee's, places people want to shop. And you know, a lot of malls, even Bosselman's Truck Stop has an arcade. We could put an arcade in there. So let's go back to the calls. Good morning. You're on the air. How's everything?
Well, it's doing all right. You said that you didn't want anybody to do any bashing, but I think it's time to take the rose-colored glasses off. I worked out there at the mall, for the mall itself, over 25 years ago. That roof leaked then. It's a flat roof. It'll probably always leak. So that's a management problem. And as far as retail in this town, there's two things. Number one, most stores in this town carry the same thing, and it's only one or two items. And if they don't have it, don't bother going to another town, another store in this town to buy it. And the other thing is, the people that work in these stores are there for a paycheck. They don't care whether they sell. They don't care whether they help the customer that comes in. And as long as we have that mindset for these people who work in these stores, the retail in this town is going to hurt. I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
Well, thank you so much for the call, and I'm going to address that customer service issue right now. We appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Okay, real quick, Mayor, and we're going to stay commercial-free. We've got about 10, 15 minutes left that we can roll with this. We'll see what happens. If people want us to keep going, we'll work around it. Customer service issues, and then, of course, there was the question about whether or not you feel that the development north of town has anything to do with the mall deterioration. Address both of those, and we'll go right back to the phones. Caller on line five, you're next. Thanks for holding.
Well, I would have to, politely disagree with maybe the last caller. I have not ever had a problem with customer service in Hastings. Yeah, if somebody doesn't do exactly what you want, sometimes you get a little tweaked. But in general, I think the people we have working at all the stores are very helpful. I was out at Herberger's last week, bought a number of items, and and I know the woman there, know her family. She was very helpful, very friendly. I guess I've had the same luck at Kmart, and for that matter, Walmart or Gary Michaels downtown or any of these stores, I've had good luck with them. So I don't think we should paint the broad paintbrush and saying customer service is crappy in our town. I think it actually is pretty darn good. We have people that care about their products. They're committed to their positions. You know, sometimes you run into people that are having a bad day. I guess maybe that's the case.
I mean, I've never had a problem with customer service in this town. I live very close to Russ's Market. I shop there all the time. They have a great meat selection. People always, if they see you looking in the aisles, they stop, ask if they can help you find something and everything. So, I mean, you know, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. I personally have not seen any problems with customer service in this town. Let's run back to the phones real quick. Good morning. You're on the air. How's everything?
Fine.
And your comment?
A couple of things that I'd like to say. You know, you said no bashing and stuff, and I'm sitting here listening to this, and I consider some of this bashing. I'm a businessman, and there's a lot of businessmen and women in Hastings that own businesses that they don't let their private thoughts out and stuff. We don't sit on the board of this company that owns this particular mall. And we'll never know why they do some things. So, therefore, I don't think we're being fair to them on that. I know you invited them on the program, but maybe they don't want to come on the program either for certain situations. And as far as the repair or disrepair of the mall, there was another company that owned this before this company bought it. So, therefore, some of those facts may be from that other company. And also, the mayor keeps saying about, you know, repair it, fix it up. There is a site that he owns in the north part of town that is not really the best of situations. I don't think he'd like people telling him what to do with that.
Okay,
so those are my comments.
Okay, thank you for the call, and I'm going to address that right now here with you. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Okay, Mayor, first off, we're not talking about the mayor's businesses. We're talking about Imperial Mall. Let's stay on point if we can, please. Secondly, I just want to ask you right now, on the record, have you had correspondence in your office since you have been the mayor from Rubloff Corporation concerning this issue?
No, I have not.
Okay, there you go. I did invite Rubloff on. In all fairness, this is an economic issue that affects Hastings as a community. We have a mall sitting almost empty, and while I understand this businessman's point that a lot of people don't want to air out their dirty laundry or whatever, I feel, as you feel, and a lot of people feel from the calls, that the Hastings community has a right to know what's going on with this. I mean, we've lost $100,000 in tax revenue in 7 years because of depreciation on this mall. And it's not all Rubloff's fault. Nobody's in here to try to make ultimatums or anything. We're just trying to openly discuss what can be done to grow Hastings economically. So, I mean, where are you at with that?
Yeah,
you heard the caller. What do you have to say?
No, I agree. And as I said earlier, it went farther. The sales tax figure could be in the same vicinity, and that immediately transfers to our property tax that we pay on our homes that we have in town, and it affects the prices that we pay on things. So, you know, if you don't want your taxes raised, your property taxes raised, then let's get some businesses and fill them up and take advantage of sales tax from visitors or from city residents or local workers, anything we can.
Very good. I've got another caller on the line. We're going to go right back to it. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Okay. Well, I guess they hung up here. We'll just, let's see. Okay. Okay. I'm being waved off. That's all the calls in, I would guess. Okay. There we have one coming in on line five, and we'll just take a minute to,
Let me address something.
Yeah, address it, please.
The last caller pointed the finger at a property I have in North Hastings. That property right now is temporarily being used as a storage facility for our factory north of town. That property at some point here in the future will be cleaned off, and there will be another development there. There's no sense of me going to a huge amount of trouble to build permanent fences, to do a lot of things out there. You know, in this flux period now, you know, things have slowed down for all of our manufacturing facilities, and you know, we're just going to have to write. I don't like it any better than probably a lot of the people do either. But I'm trying to keep people in jobs right now, and if there's a little long grass up there or something somebody likes, you know, right now they're just going to be unhappy about that, because I've got to keep people working. The best way to get our things turned around in town for everybody is to keep people working, and that thing is going to help us do that.
Okay, very good. We've got a couple more calls on the line. Caller 6, you're next. Please hold. And caller 5, you're on the air. Good morning to you.
Yeah, is that me?
It is you.
Okay, well, I have a suggestion for the mall, and I still shop the mall because I wanted to stay open.
Okay.
I've always shopped. I'm a Kmart shopper.
Very good.
And like I said, since the middle school is closed, I really think it's a good idea for like an indoor miniature golf course. And a town this size doesn't have a roller rink anymore, which is a real shame. My kids used to always go to the roller rink when they were kids. So, you know, those kind of things I think would be good out there.
What do you think about an arcade?
Oh, I think that'd be terrific.
Arcade would be a good one, too.
Yeah,
huh?
with the middle school that close, you know, we need to take advantage of that area.
There you go. Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, so some pretty good suggestions right there, and
I've also heard laser tag, that a laser tag facility.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, you shoot the little laser beams and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's kind of like an indoor paintball kind of thing.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
very good. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. My name is Curtis Shepherd. My aunt Gwen used to work there with you guys at the studio.
Very good.
Secretary. What I am wondering is like a little. I thought of like a little, like a candy store, you know, kind of like a little Mr. Bulky, you know, like Grand Island has at their mall. You know, I love different kinds of candy, you know, I'm a candy person myself. And also, I possibly thought about like putting a, thought about like a book, you know, a place where you can buy books and magazines, you know, instead of going to like, Kmart, you know, to buy your books. They don't have any books there at Kmart. Well, they do, but they're all like novel, you know, novels and stuff. But I just thought, you know, Hastings needs a bookstore and a candy store out there at that mall and possibly, you know, a restaurant because, you know, I used to go to the courtyard all the time and it just devastates me that the new owners of this mall aren't, you know, doing anything for the community of Hastings, you know. And I go out there, I ride my bike out there all the time, and all I see is empty stores.
Right.
You know, and I think these people need to come forward and, you know, go over these ideas and then, you know, return a call saying, you know, this to... you know, need to call back and say, you know, this is what we came up with.
Very good.
Yes, I do think the ceiling needs to be fixed, you know, and I think it would be a wonderful idea if, you know, they did that. So that way more stores can move in, so the mall gets back together, you know, has its stores back in there, so people can go shopping out there again.
Very good, and they are working on fixing the mall. Listen, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, yeah, they are working on fixing the mall, by the way, everybody, so that is in the works. Right back to the phone lines. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I used to work at the mall and stuff. It's been some years back, but when I did work there, all the stores were open, and up until 9 o'clock at night, we would be busy. We would not get out of the stores sometimes till 10 or 10:30 at night because customers would be in there so late.
Wow.
But I think some of the stores they need to bring out there is like Old Navy, The Gap, Hobby Lobby, or Pier 1 Imports. And with the beautiful baseball diamond that we have where we have all of our tournaments and stuff, that brings many, many people in all summer long.
Really does. That's a great idea. I like the Pier 1 Import idea. That's a good one there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally go to Grand Island and I shop at Hobby Lobby because you can find just about anything in there. And there is a lot of people. And with our Gordman store closing, there's people that go to Grand Island to shop at Gordman's. And it's a shame that Gordman's had to close because, you know, they made more money than Grand Island, but they decided to close ours instead. And they need some stores like that in town.
Very good. Listen, I'm going to have to go. We've got another call, and we're running out of time. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay, and we're going to go right back to the phone lines here really quick. And let me see. Uh-oh, I cut them off. Please call back. I pressed the wrong button. I'm so sorry. Okay, well, anyway, Mayor, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, addressing a couple callers back, it's right. We shouldn't be bashing Rubloff. Rubloff is a good company, and we got to look at the economy right now. They've struggled. Anybody in real estate, commercial, industrial real estate, has struggled the last 2 years. So they're putting fires out all over. And there was a company, yes, there's Dial Properties owned the property before Rubloff had it, and maybe the maintenance began deferring then at that point. So I think things kind of started going off the rails when it got out of the local ownership, but when Tom Lovitz ran it after that. When you can't put attention to something on a daily basis by the ownership, things start to struggle. So the caller a couple times back was probably a little more on target. We need to be fair with Rubloff, encourage them to do something with it, and I think they'll do the right thing over time.
Very good. I'm going to get right back to the phones, and because this is becoming a really hot topic. A lot of people are calling in right now. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Marion, and I have worked in the mall office for over a quarter of a century, and I would just like to talk a little bit about the Imperial Mall. When I came to work at the mall in 1983, Tom Lovitz had just bought the mall, and the decor was big sheets of plastic fastened to the ceiling, making a cone down to swimming pools on the floor. And Tom did put a brand spanking new roof on this thing in 1983. We have had half of the mall re-roofed in the last 10 years. I can't tell you exactly the dates. I didn't look it up. And just for a little bit of information, Rubloff, yes, they're not right here, but they do care about this mall. And we did do over $12,000 in concrete repair at an entrance, and the north doors needed some repair, and we did do that. I just would hope that our people would continue to shop the mall, and when somebody comes in my office and complains, and they say, well, I haven't been here for 3 years, and this is what we've got, well, that's no wonder, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. And we've done it, again, I got to stress, and I'm included in this, we've done it to ourselves. We've gone to Grand Island, we've gone to Kearney, we've gone to Lincoln, we've gone to Omaha, and picked up stuff. Yeah, there's specialty stuff in those towns that we couldn't have gotten in Hastings, but there was also things we picked up that we should have bought in Hastings, and I, too, am guilty of this. So.
And since I work at the mall, you know, I buy everything I can at the mall. And sometimes you don't buy exactly what you wanted, the brand or something, but the mall pays my wages, so I shop the mall.
And you're correct. We need to do a lot better job of that. We need to do a lot better job of concentrating on buying locally. I guess we can't stress that enough.
Okay. Marion, we're going to have to go. We're actually out of time. Thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye. Okay, Mayor, we've got time to take one more phone call, and then we do have to cut this off. Time constraints, party lines on the way. Good morning. You're going to be our last caller. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. I'm a 50-year resident of Hastings, and I have always shopped the mall. I remember when the children were little, they had the birds in the middle. I even remember my favorite bird's name was Rico. And I still shop the mall, and I never purchase anything out of town that I can get in Hastings. But as the mayor said, there are some times you can't get what you're looking for here. I do think that the owners are responsible or guilty of letting things get a little run down, the parking lot and certainly the roof, which has always leaked. But the number one use for that facility, as I see it, is retail. And I've listened to all of the other callers, and I really believe the specialty shops, PacSun, American Eagle, things that we may not buy much for ourselves, but our kids and grandkids are always going to be buying what's new. And I wondered if the Tribune or the city or someone could place an ad, and this was done some years ago, about what you'd like to see that we could clip out of the Tribune. What we would like to see, what stores we would like to see come to Hastings. And if we could get the owners to repair them all and put it in pristine condition so that somebody looks at it and says, yeah, I'd really like to be out here because there's a lot of opportunity. I'm almost 70 years old, and I don't want to drive to Grand Island, to Lincoln, to Omaha. I would just love to buzz out there and find what I want. And so I'm saying it should be retail, and I think that someone should make the owners should repair it, and then the owners should seek the type of stores that we believe would make it vibrant again.
Very good. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank
appreciate you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. We are out of time, Mayor. You are the mayor. I'm going to give you the last word. We have to wrap it up. Summarize this for us in about 30 seconds, if you would, please.
Well, we've got this is an issue that we're kicking off today to get a good discussion, community discussion going. If you have stores that you would like, call Tom Hastings down at the Chamber of Commerce. He'll sure listen to you. This isn't the end of this topic, and we're just encouraging Rubloff to help us out here, fill this thing up. It's to their benefit. It's to our benefit.
It is to everybody's benefit, and I will say that Rubloff is going to be on next week. Bev Isaacson is arranging her schedule so that she can come back on. I would like to invite you to be a part of that discussion, if you would. Thank everybody for the calls. Thank everybody for the emails. If it's popular enough and you want to readdress this issue, give me an email, news@khasradio.com, and we'll just pick this back up next week or something, Mayor. What do you think?
I'll check my schedule. If I can, I will. Yep.
Everybody. Okay, very good. I'm Dylan Hunter. Thanks for all the phone calls. Thanks for all the emails. Brad, back to you.